And welcome, Frank Rush, being joined today by Dave Patterson with the Terre Haute Convention and Visitors Bureau, which you run all kinds of things in town. You know, you've got that, and you're responsible for all kinds of stuff.
Well, I'm part of a lot of things. partner with a lot of great people, and it's unbelievably, I'm in my 24th year.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It's been a great run. I'm proud, Frank. We've grown this office every year for 24 years, and with a wonderful air show coming up, this year's going to be no different.
I just think it was amazing that you kept a job that long. It was, you know. And just to let people know, the Convention and Visitors Bureau is different from the CIB. You're the CVB and the CIB, which is kind of handling the convention center, all that kind of stuff. Those are two different things.
Those are two different things. The CIB stands for Capital Improvement Board, and that's who will oversee the construction of the proposed convention center.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to clear that because I think sometimes folks might get a little bit confused as to what's going
Absolutely.
On with that. Like you said, the air show's coming up, and that's probably going to be – we've had air shows before, but this one is probably going to be – as big as the best air show we ever had in the past, and probably bigger and even a little bit nicer because we've learned from the past.
It is bigger. We arguably have three of the top acts in the world in the Blue Angels, the F-22, and the Tora 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 show. That's kind of a replication of a World War II,
right.
Bombing and fight. And so then we'll have, air show performances going on from 11:30 to 4:00, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 planes on the ground. They call them static displays, and those are everything from airplanes that were in different battles through the years. World War II is a big one, but just a lot of wonderful things to see and do.
One thing I think a lot of people probably should realize, I think you'll agree with me on this, is that if you go Saturday, you won't miss anything Sunday. If you go Sunday, you won't miss anything Saturday, because each day is really a carbon copy of the other one.
That is correct. It is exactly the same show. The only thing that could alter that would be weather.
Yeah.
And so gates open at 9 both days. As I said, flying's from about 11:30 to 4:30. But in addition to planes on the ground, the Clydesdales are going to be here. I think that's exciting for some folks to see.
They don't
that.
Fly.
No, they don't fly. but they're going to be a part of the show and do kind of a demonstration out there. But one really unique thing, Friday night, they're going to have kind of a meet and greet with the Blue Angels and that in downtown Terre Haute. And the Clydesdales are going to deliver beer to some of the local establishments there on Wabash.
So no, that's cool.
I think that'll be neat for people and kids to be able to see this grand thing that they always see on television and get to experience that firsthand.
If you've never been up close to a Clydesdale before, those things are as big as a truck or bigger. They probably weigh as much too.
Over 2,200 pounds, a lot of them. That's huge. But they're beautiful and they do a fantastic job wherever they are. So.
Yeah, and they've been a part of some really good, some cool commercials over Christmas and the holidays and those kind of things, too. So this gives you a chance. This is really kind of something the kids will want to see, too. So you want to bring those for that. Now, of course, when we talk about the air show, tickets are still available.
Tickets are available. Saturday is filling up quickly. In fact, we are out of VIP tickets for Saturday.
Yeah.
But tickets you can buy online at TerreHauteAirShow.com. You can go to the airport and on the west end, you just simply walk in there at the Hoosier Aviation desk and you can purchase them. If you don't have a internet or something like that, a device that would allow you to do that. They are $15. In fact, as we were talking earlier before we came on, technology will allow you can be in line and purchase them from your phone. If you do wait until you get to the actual gate, it'll be $5 more and it'll be $20. Yeah. So I would urge everybody to go ahead and take advantage of that cost savings by, using one of your electrical devices to purchase the tickets.
It's a pretty painless ordeal to buy them online.
Yes.
Click, click, click. And then you don't even have to wait for tickets to be mailed to you. You actually just print them off right there or just save it on your phone and show your phone when you go in.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Because it's got a little code there. Don't get any ideas about printing off 15 copies of the one ticket because it'll
Right.
We'll know what's happening, right?
Yes.
Now, with that said, again, you want to get your tickets early because they are a little bit extra at the gate. And for folks who don't know, so where's the money going? I mean, is this the who's making the bucks on this?
Well, for the airport,
yeah.
You know, we'll have to pay the bills first and all the performers and everything. The from
and these folks don't show up for free.
No, they do not show up for free. Performers and then nonprofit groups that are assisting, whether it be parking or different aspects, they'll be paid a little money for their efforts, and so. You know, it's going to have a wonderful positive effect on the economy in our community.
Yeah. Now, as far as organizing this Convention and Visitors Bureau, you guys have kind of been kind of a larger umbrella because making sure that the hotels are included in the planning for all this, because that's kind of a big deal. We got to make sure that everybody has a place to go.
Yeah, it's huge, Frank. I have the blessing of being one of the eight on the executive committee that is overseeing everything, but we're probably going to end up with, you know, over 400 volunteers that are assigned duties through that executive committee. If you wish to volunteer, again, you can go through the air show website. Aaron Powell is coordinating vendors, and Becky Busey is involved with and overseeing the volunteers.
All right. So, yeah, so there's still room for folks if they want to get involved in this. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about how much planning and what do you do? I mean, because a lot of folks, I don't think, really understand what's going on behind the scenes here.
Well, that was probably one of the better things. The two big changes from what we had done before, we had over a year.
Because you were around here during the original air
shows. I was, yes. We did. Yeah. We'd had five before, the last of which being 11 years ago. And the biggest difference being those shows before were supported through the airport budget itself.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that this is now a sponsor-based show, one, it insulates a municipal entity and doesn't, you know, cause any problems there. But it also allowed us to figure out what acts and how much we could spend and how much we could attract. So I think that's a much better set of circumstances than just relying on the airport's budget. The hope is that this will allow the airport to do bigger and better things. There's been talks of some aviation scholarships if those funds are available after the show. But, you know, you talk about hotels. If you're coming from a ways away and you can hear this broadcast, you need to be booking your hotel rooms. We've booked over $100,000 worth of rooms just for performers.
Wow.
And so it's a big undertaking, but a wonderful group of people. General Jeff Hauser, retired from the Air Guard, and Rick Berger did a wonderful job of going out and attracting these sponsorships to allow such a fantastic show for our community.
When we talk about acts, and I'm not going to ask you to just start naming prices for each one, but what are we talking about? I mean, when you have to book an act, because a lot of people don't understand what does it cost to bring an act in?
Oh, it's all over the board. I would tell you, I mean, to sit here and go through every one,
I
would tell
that,
you it's probably going to be around $400,000 for all of them.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's no small undertaking, but I think we're going to be fine financially. Ticket sales are great. You know, beyond the 54 sponsored chalets that we have that average anywhere from 100 to 150 seats per entity, we've sold over 30,000 general admission tickets. And always with these kind of events, you usually sell 20% plus that week of the show.
Yeah.
So I think we're in great shape there. And, you know, Mother Nature, if she cooperates and we have a beautiful blue sky, I think it's going to be really something that people talk about for years to come.
Now, one thing that a lot of folks don't realize probably, if you've been, I don't know, around some of the acts that have come into town and done concerts, that kind of thing, Terre Haute's known as a walk-up town. A lot of people don't always buy their tickets in advance. They wait. They just walk up to the window or the gate the day of and get them there. So you've had a good pre-sale, but it's going to be interesting to see just how many people walk up that day.
Right.
And say, hey, I want to spend and get a ticket. Let's talk about that, too. When you're talking, you've had 30,000 tickets sold. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a lot of people.
It is a lot.
I mean, that's more than the population of the town. or close to it.
Yeah.
You know, and in one location, you know, all at once. So how are you planning for that? What do people need to know?
The transportation routes, I should say Homeland Security and the Indiana State Police Special Event Team have been wonderful with helping with their expertise with traffic flow. One of the goals being that 70 cannot back up. And so, you know, they've created a transportation plan that primarily general admission will get to 42. From 46 east, 42 will be two lane east to where the gates start breaking off. We have multiple points of entry. We'll have several hundred volunteers in addition to law enforcement. So you'll just simply pull off the road. They will park you. Then you'll walk to a secondary fence line, and that's where they'll scan your ticket, your phone, or what have you. And so the goal is to keep that line moving and keeping people, keep the traffic from backing up.
Yeah, and one thing people should probably realize, too, is that they're probably not going to allow you to just pull off the side of the road and watch from outside.
No, security is going to be very tight. Sadly, the world has changed in 11 years since we've had the last air show, and so there will be roving law enforcement. You will not be able to just pull in off the road and sit in your car in the parking lot without purchasing a ticket. All of that will be monitored. There'll be a 70-foot tower out in the fields that'll oversee all the parking fields.
Wow. All
as right. part of the security issues.
And so, then when the thing's over at the end of the day, it's going to be a big... If you've ever been to the 500 after the race is over and trying to get out of there, that it can literally take you 3 or 4 hours to get out of there.
I don't think it'll take you hours.
But it will be congested.
It'll be a little congested.
And you need to have patience.
Yes, you will need to exercise a little patience, but... Between the quality volunteers and the parking in particular, is four area high school football teams and adults associated with them, you know, law enforcement does this quite a bit around the state. And,
yeah.
And, you know, we our crew that has done this, several of the gentlemen overseeing parking have been involved with the cross-country meets. And, you know, we average 6,000, 7,000 people out there. And so, you know.
Speaking of the cross-country meets, the air show is not the only thing happening this year. It's probably the biggest thing happening this year, but it's not the only thing. And we've got a couple minutes left here. I want to hit on a couple of things that are going on for the rest of 2018.
Yes.
That you guys are involved with at CIB and or CVB, and it's a big deal.
Incredible events lined up. You know, if you can imagine, our town's going to have 50,000-plus for the air show. The hotels and restaurants will literally have 2 days to restock and plan for the following weekend, which will be the Shy Diesel Extravaganza.
Right, and that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. Another probably 20,000 people.
Right.
The weekend of the air show and August 11th, the prior weekend, we do start off for our second and third cross-country meets of the year. We'll have 14 total between now and then, or between then and November 11th. You know, throw in different, the Griffin Bike Park has an event coming up this weekend. Just a lot of things in the area. Of course, Covered Bridge fits in there as well. This is the first Covered Bridge weekends in a number of years that has not conflicted with the large cross country meet. So it'll be interesting to see if some of the Covered Bridge folk come back. Because those dates have normally been blocked out by the cross country runners. But suffice it to say that the economic impact on Terre Haute and the Wabash Valley is going to be incredible this fall.
Convention Visitors Bureau, you guys are basically there to help whoever wants to have an event here in town.
And absolutely.
So if somebody's got a light bulb going off and saying, you know, I'd really like to do whatever, then they need to get a hold of you at the Convention Visitors Bureau and see what, because you guys can help plan a lot of things.
Absolutely. We try and enhance and improve everything we're involved with. I always tell people when I speak to groups or whatever, it seems to work best when we have someone that is involved with that activity, that is their heartfelt passion. And so it's kind of our role to enhance that passion, be it funding, planning, what have you. And so David@TerreHaute.com, nice and easy, is my email. Mm-hmm. Anybody wants to discuss something, I'm always willing to listen.
And folks will always bring this up and ask, but you're not a taxpayer-funded deal. You guys are funded totally through the business that comes to town.
That's right. 100% of our funding comes from the innkeeper's tax, which is essentially no local burden. It's wholly funded by those spending the night at all overnight lodging in our county. The only caveats to that would be campers that are in a camper or a tent, they don't pay. Yeah. If you stay in one of the small shelters, be it KOA or St. Mary's, they pay the tax. You know, even when we have Special Olympics here in the summer and they stay in the dorms at ISU and Rose, they pay the tax. And so 100% of our funding is done that. And I'm proud to say we've grown every year in my 24-year tenure. I'm very proud of that.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how the air show goes and everything else that's going on this year. And 2019 is probably going to be even bigger.
Well, we hope. it's going to be tough. You know, anytime you can bring in something like the air show and 50,000 people, that's going to be tough to replicate. And sitting here today, our plan is that we're going to do an air show every 3 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's smart. It gives us time to plan. It gives everybody a chance to kind of look at what we've done and improve upon that and plan our next effort.
Well, what I mean is, okay, we won't have an air show next year, but we will have more events next year than what we've had this year.
And in fact, just keep the Division I National Championships return in cross country next year. A lot of wonderful events. So tarot.com, go on there, check the calendar. A lot of great stuff happening.
Dave Patterson with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for being with us today, and thank you for listening.